Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I, goddammit, I didn't want to hear all that fucking shit. Hey, it's so... it's just cool to be cool. Because I'm telling you, when you cool, don't get me wrong, I ain't talking about cool, you know, nagging, you know, clothes. I'm talking about when you cool. Otherwise, you know, your bills paid, whatever you got to do is done, you know, you just have free time. God damn it, it's just cool. Now, as I was sitting here with my free time, ain't got no bitch. I got to thinking about y'all, man, and I had a totally different show for the night, but I'm finna change up right now. And because I know a lot of cats be asking, how can you tell if it's the right woman? Well, there's several ways, but the main way is to know there is no goddamn right one for your ass. The only time you're going to ever be able to find the right one is if you do right by yourself. If you do right by yourself, then you're going to be able to use whatever it is you're thinking about to determine who's who. And you're liable to be able to choose, or at least get a few women to choose from. But the reason so many of you dudes have the same problem, different situations, but the same problem, is because you're unaware of the effect of not knowing who the fuck you are has. You just don't know what that does. You don't know what it do to your mind. Because I'm sure each and every one, matter of fact, that's a desire. You want to find the right one. Each and every one of you have desires. You have your own personal desires. Now, if you do everything you can to reach those desires, you probably wouldn't be suffering from whatever the hell I'm talking about. If you underplay your own personal desires, how could you have a woman? I mean, you got to really look at it like this. Think about it. How the fuck can you have a woman and you don't even satisfy your own desires? I got hella desires. I have personal desires. And when I was younger, I wanted to be a stronger player in this game. I ain't talking about the game in the streets. I'm talking about in this game of life. See, it's things to do, little things you can do to be on your way to securing that special one, if that's the case, if that's what you want to do. Now, as for me, I was sitting up thinking, now here's something going to blow y'all mind. Think about this. I bet you when you sitting up and you're thinking about, man, I sure want to grow old, and you're thinking about 80 years old, you fucking, you know, can't really, you imagine it. I mean, you know what being 80 is. as far as numbers, but you can't imagine that far. That's because it's that far away. Think about me. It's tomorrow. I'm sitting up here thinking about when I get old, 80. It is tomorrow. Evidently, I'm already old. I'm not so fucking old that I can't still underplay my own desires. But, you know, thinking long-range plans don't really interest me as much as they at one time did. I ain't thinking I'm in the back, motherfuckers. You're going to have me around here because I'll be talking shit. When the Grim Reaper comes to my door and rang the doorbell, I'm going to answer and just say, look, man, you got to come back. And he's going to come back. Because what I'm saying, I ain't going no motherfucking where. I'm just thinking about this shit. I'm thinking about these things. If you, man, you guys got to understand, if you don't develop a strong perspective as far as where you coming from, I'm talking about a perspective on life in general. What I'm saying is the perspective on where you coming from and the perspective on life in general is going to bump heads. And you're going to be confused because those two things are not supposed to bump heads. They're not supposed to be identical either. They can be, but they're not supposed to be, but they do supposed to go hand in hand with each other. Your perspective on where you coming from and how you see life together should promote your motherfucking ass to get towards your goal. Now, if you do this, you know, you got a perspective of life, and you have a perspective on where you come from, and you keep those in line with each other, you're going to develop a personality to match it. Those three things, the perspective on life, perspective on where you coming from, those two things add up to your personality. And if you don't develop your personality, then you don't know what kind of woman you want. I'm telling you, this shit is very important for you to understand. It is essential that you have to develop your perspective on life and your outlook so that the inner you come out. And it's going to come out through how you actually see the world. Otherwise, life, that's the world, and where you coming from, those are two different things. Because everybody is coming from different places as far as where they're coming from. So your perspective on life, I mean, you might want to live in whatever, do this, do that, you want to have whatever. Your perspective on life in general can be damn near the same thing another person has. But your perspective on where you coming from has to be detailed for you. And there may or may not be somebody to think like you out there, but there is definitely somebody out there to see life in general as the way you see it. So what I'm saying is, the way you see it and life in general are two different things, but they both must be developed to actually correlate with each other, or else they're going to bump into each other. And then you're going to have problems. I'm telling you, this is really serious. All I want you to really understand is that if you really have respect for what older people have done in life, I mean, you should understand what I'm trying to do for you right now. Because the thing that promotes my every move is that just like I sit there and I'm thinking about, goddamn, man, when I get old, shit, I'm already fucking old. I better, see, I think like that. I'm not going to run from it. So instead of me thinking of something to do that's going to take 3, 4, 5 weeks, I'm thinking of something to do, and I'm going to do it that same thing in a week or less, because that's just the way I think. I make myself go fast when I need to go fast. I make myself relax and go slow when I, you know, need to go slower, when I need to slow down. That's because I know myself. That's because I ain't trying to be something for this person and another clutter. I don't need all that. There is no precise definition of what I'm talking about, because what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the ways of alpha motherfuckers. You just can't categorize it as how to be an alpha man. You just can't. I mean, you should know that things don't always happen by the book. And simply because you read the book don't mean you know what it takes to be an alpha man. What you need to know is being an alpha man is a continuing process. Because you could be an alpha all the way up until this happened, and then when this happens, you can punk. I mean, you don't never know. That's why you should never care about this definition. You should only care about what you represent. That's what alpha motherfuckers care about, that they are representing the most possible in every situation. Because once you're able to do that, then you're going to be as smug as I am. Because there's nothing that's going to throw me. I don't care. I mean, everything that we talk about, everything I say, everything you listen to, everything you gain from what I say is going to be filtered through what you've actually experienced in your life. And when you learn it, whatever I'm talking about is going to be filtered through whatever the hell you have been through in your life. And whenever you get what I'm talking about, you're going to have to understand. You don't want to pigeonhole yourself by requiring or needing some kind of definition. Because that's why what you've experienced has been hampering you. Because it didn't fit what you thought it should be. Because you had a definition. Definitions of shit. Well, yeah, I'm going to say that. Definitions is dangerous. Because, you know, you don't understand this. English, one word can mean 9 different things. Which one do you want? See, you want the one that you're using the word for. That's why you don't give a fuck about a definition, because when you stuck on the definition, you might not want to use this word because of the definition. But if you use that damn word, meaning where you coming from and explain it if somebody needed explaining, I mean, it's okay. But you can't do that unless you know where the fuck you coming from. If you want, I'm telling you, if you really want to benefit from kicking it with me, you just don't need nothing defined. You will define every goddamn thing that happens in your life as it happens. And you're going to believe your definition. You're not going to question your definition. That's why you don't need them. Because I'm telling you, what it means to, let's say, be cool. What it means to be cool in at this party, you might be at another set dissing people doing that goddamn shit. So what I'm saying is, why do you care what being cool is? Because you ain't trying to diss nobody. That's why you should care about what you think. You should care about where the fuck you coming from. And as long as you looking at that, being safe, doing everything you supposed to do, some bitch fit into that program, that's going to be the right one. Because you trying to kick everybody to the curb that ain't. You don't supposed to welcome women. You don't even supposed to want them. You supposed to make them motherfuckers earn your attention. And then you supposed to be chicken shit. Man. You hear I'm by myself. You know I just told you about this young couple of young men. That shit didn't last long. So, bitch, I don't need you cooking shit up in my house. I don't need you cleaning. I don't need you telling me shit about how to take care. You know, because that's what bitches do. You know, they come in, they want to try to show you this, show you that. Ooh, I'm good for this. This, the only thing you can do is let me fuck the shit out of you. And if I need somebody to talk to while we go into a movie, okay. But other than that, I can cook, clean, do all that shit myself. So don't come in here with none of, you know what that do when you tell a bitch that shit? That make that bitch strip down to herself. Don't come in here playing no goddamn bitch shit with me. Because I don't want to hear it. Don't come in here playing no goddamn pussy games with me, motherfucker. If you come in the house, take your clothes off when you come in the door. Or go straight to the couch, sit down, don't even take your goddamn coat off because you're leaving soon and you know it. I mean, that's why I'm quit. them bitches didn't quit me. Oh, no, you rude. Oh, no. Hey, I thought you already knew. I let them know. Bitch, you look better going than coming. Because when you're going, I done already got whatever the fuck I should have got out your ass. And when you're coming, I'm wondering if I'm going to get that goddamn shit. So to me, you look better going than coming. I don't want you to stay. You got to earn fucking with me. I'm going to be very difficult. I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. I don't care if you motherfucking goddamn ever call me again. Block my motherfucking ass, bitch. Because I will call you again. I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because them bitches know I'm getting something from their ass. Every single one of them that fucks with me know they done gave some up that they don't be fucking giving up. And they hate me for it. When they leave. when they leave is when I'm happiest. Because I get to start over. But, see, you can't fucking keep thinking like this. Because you'll end up, you know, my age one day. And then you'll be thinking about, should you try to, it ain't no sense to me trying to create no relationship now. I ain't got enough, I don't know when I'm going to die. So shit, why bring a bitch into this shit when I'm liable to keel over on her ass? But you motherfuckers, see, this is the time for y'all to be thinking about this shit. This is the time for you to be thinking about all this bullshit I'm talking that sound crazy, but it ain't. You're going to thank me like I'm going to be dead, but you're going to thank me because what's going to happen? Oh, God damn it, this is my daughter. Hold on. Lena, you know I'm doing my show. What's up? What? All right. Okay, bye. I'm sorry. I'm saying you're going to be glad you know me because I share shit with you before it happens so that when it happens, you'll have some kind of fucking idea of what to do because you motherfuckers don't know what I know. You ain't been living like I live. And I ain't saying you ain't going to do it. I ain't saying you can't do it. I'm just saying you ain't did it. Because you ain't old enough. Now, what you can do is just understand. Max, players, hustlers, all the fucking names, all that bullshit is counterproductive. Counterproductive when it comes to understanding life. Those motherfucking names only designate professions. There's many professions. There's more than one. There's different professions for one category, such as Max. There's different professions that you could be a Mac in. Hustlers. I mean, come on, man. It's exponential. So, my thing is to not need any of that because you don't know who you're going to run into and when you're going to run into them and how they're going to show you who they are. You got to know shit. And you got to believe you know shit. So when I'm sitting up thinking about my future, it's not that I don't have one. It's just that I'm realizing my future is nothing like I used to think about when I thought about my future. Man, when I was, 30, my future was 50 years ahead. I can't think that damn far. But I'm 66. That's 14 years. I sure can see that shit. I can see it. And as long as I'm blessed, I'm going to use my motherfucking head. I'm going to keep my mind sharp. And I might not be able to run as fast as you motherfuckers, but I bet I can get there before you. Because I motherfucking got game and I know how to do shit. And the shit I do gets done. Hold on, excuse me. All right. So, when you allow people to lead you because they got information, see, you become a mark. Now, I don't know if any of you guys know what that means, mark. I never hear any of you motherfuckers asking what it means or how can you stop being a mark, because all of you let women play you with the information. It's not really information. It's just the rewards of talking to them. You know that if you talk to a woman, let's say she likes you, you can end up getting the ultimate reward, some pussy. Yeah, but why would that be the ultimate reward? Geez, that's a given with me. I don't even think about no goddamn pussy. Because I'm getting the pussy or the bitch ain't even talking to me. I'm thinking about what the fuck can I get from this motherfucking bitch. I don't really goddamn know who the fuck she is. And I ain't gonna be like I'm a cheapskate. So I'm gonna let a motherfucking bitch know. I'll spend money, bitch. I ain't scared to spend no motherfucking money. But don't think you're charging me. And don't think you're gonna get whatever you're gonna get because you think I got some money. I ain't really saying none of that. But the things I am saying is letting her know all of that. Because I'm designing my conversation to not only check this bitch, but to make sure I put myself in a position to drop her motherfucking ass off, kick her to the curb. I ain't finna let her promise me some shit or get me to thinking about some shit I might can have from this bitch and let her slide some kind of way. No. I ain't doing that kind of goddamn shit. Motherfuckers try to kick it with y'all and tell y'all shit about shit. And you know that motherfucker ain't even been outside his house. This motherfucker been reading books. These motherfuckers, they got to be some good salesmen to tell you the truth. Because, they just have to be. How else could a motherfucker get you to believe in such shit as pickup artists and have sex with two women a day? All this stuff they selling. How the fuck could you guys believe that goddamn shit? Man, I mean, there is a such thing as having sex with two women a day. I mean, you know, I don't know, but it is. But if you got five bitches, fucking with two bitches, I mean, you know, fucking two bitches a day ain't shit. I mean, if you think it is. But shit, that shit ain't nothing, man. Motherfucker fucking bitch before he leave, just get in the motherfucking shower, woo-woo, put on some clothes, go cross town to the other bitch house, get away from her motherfucking ass without fucking it, go over to break the other bitch. This bitch looking good as a motherfucking panty, like a motherfucker. You know, already in that 3-4 hours of rest. So bust that bitch out. Shit, when you get through with her, you ain't through baking them hoes. So you gonna have to figure out how you gonna get away without fucking the other three bitches you gotta go break. Man, fucking three bitches or whatever amount of bitches in one day ain't shit. But y'all let a motherfucker tell you that goddamn shit. All of you motherfuckers be wondering, how come I get so excited when you let me know that, you know, you'll fuck with that kind of shit? I get excited because you ain't fucking with my shit. You listening to me. But you ain't fucking with my shit. How many of them motherfuckers can you go to their radio store and press one and talk to them? None of them motherfuckers. That's because they ain't shit. They don't back up what the fuck they say. They say it, put it in the package for you motherfuckers, and you motherfuckers buy it and you can't talk to them. Oh, hit me on the email. And you guys, okay, hit them. Well, this shit isn't working. Like, well, then they're going to write you some other shit to read. Man, fuck you guys. Fuck all that bullshit. Every one of you motherfuckers that believe that shit, I'm glad you believe it. Because only the real motherfuckers fucking with me. It's ridiculous to think you can learn the definition of a goddamn word and decide that you that definition. Yeah, right, you are. And you know what the word is? Sucker. God damn it. You get that definition, I bet you don't want to know that definition, do you? You never, you already know that one, you think. But I bet you motherfuckers, if you got that definition, you look in the mirror and see it. That's why the shit I put down on my MP3s is dope. That's why they go over so well, because they go into detail about shit. Whatever the fuck the title is, that's what it go into detail about. Put you in the arena where you're going to have to motherfucking understand. You got to shit or get up off the goddamn pot. My thing is this. All of us are motherfuckers. Now, if you haven't been able to live as a motherfucker, that's because you didn't know you was one. Because once a motherfucker start taking my shit serious, they know, they learn real quick that they motherfuckers. Because I ain't selling them no goddamn dream. I'm selling them improvement within themselves. And what makes it so dope, all of them will tell you they all get the same shit. But they individualize it, customize it, with the help of me, of course, for themselves. And the power that it has fucking goes over with each one of them, as long as they do what's required. I have to put that disclaimer in there. Because you motherfuckers don't want to buy the shit and hope it work, not doing shit, but looking at it. Nah, you gotta do what's required. So, do any one of you motherfuckers believe that you have enough nerve to fucking talk with 2-3 women at the same time and be getting at them, all three of them, and they don't even know you getting at them? They might think you're getting at one of them. No, you don't have that motherfucking confidence. You don't even know how to do it. What I'm asking you is, why would you deal with motherfuckers that can't tell you the intricacies of having women? They just can tell you the outskirts. Oh, yeah, you got to be like this, and you got to... Come on, man. They don't tell you what a motherfucking bitch thinks when you say a word or this word or that word. This is science. And the reason it works is it's scientific. There's no trickeration about this. Ain't no lying to no goddamn bitch. You'll never hear me telling you no shit like that. Never. You haven't heard me say that in 10 years. I don't believe in that shit. All them pickle, all them motherfuckers that tell you how to have bitches, all of them tell you that shit. I know what have a bitch. It's her knowing that you got two nuts. And your ass is willing to smash one of them, standing on it, so she can see you got your shit together. The only way I'm going to have one nut is if I would squash one because I was standing on it too long. Shit. This is where we coming from. This is where you got to be. You motherfuckers can't even have two girlfriends because you're always talking about some kind of side piece. You guys are really sick. See, when you got some bras, two, three bras, every one of them the same. Bitch, please, I ain't choosing you. You chose me. And if you don't like it, leave. Get your motherfucking ass away from me. Don't ask me no shit like that about who I like the best. Bitch, I like the bitch that's going to be with me when I'm done with this game. Now, who is that? Which one of y'all? Fuck do I know? So then don't hit me when it's over, baby. And then I tell you who I like, who the best bitch. Motherfuckers hate me. They hate me because they can't make me fall into that bullshit they be trying to play on the motherfucker. Hey, you know what? I just noticed something. There's hell of y'all on here. Now one of y'all asking no motherfucking question. I wonder why. I know I'm spitting game, but the shit should be stirring up something in you. God damn, you guys kill me, man. Just want me to just gear everything away. I'm going to get it away. But I just don't understand why y'all don't have no damn questions. Have me just talking all this motherfucking time. Ain't got shit to say. Okay, 8347. What the fuck? Hold on. All right, what's up, 347? Since I begged up on the question, what's up?
Hey, you know, Rosebud, sometimes you say the answer's in the question, right?
Yeah.
You know, well, you already answered your question when you said you spitting game. So niggas is just sitting back listening, man. I mean, you on a roll tonight. On the real.
Hey, you know what? I did know the fucking answer, and I did know that's why, because I'm spitting all this shit. But that should not stop nothing. Because when you're spitting, it should, I don't know, if you're really soaking the shit up, it should be doing something to you. It should be riling your motherfucking ass up. And at one point, like you did, God damn it, I'm pressing one. You know, I know what's up, man. I know y'all loving this shit because I'm real with this shit. I make you understand. And I appreciate that, bro. Thanks.
No doubt.
I fucking make you understand that it's in you. I don't give a fuck if you get my shit or not. It's still in you. Now, you might not be able to get it out without my shit, but you might be able to get it out. I don't care. Either way, I know it's in you. And you got to make sure you know it's in you. So, a real motherfucker, I mean, he might go over and speak to you and catch your woman, man. I mean, you don't understand how this shit goes. I mean, I know when I'm out and let's say you know me and I come over to kick it with you, you got your woman with you. I know goddamn well that bitch is watching my every fucking move. I already know it. And I look like ice cream to that goddamn woman because that's how I look to most women. Now, she with this nigga. So, all I got to do is hand the dude a card and verbally say how, you know, he can contact me. And if that bro is in any way loose, I mean, I'm a hero, bitch. Because I'm going to stand there and charm her motherfucking ass without looking at her. Be saying some really fly shit to this dude. And we going to be kicking it. And all the time, my cufflinks, my jewels, whatever the hell I got on, is going to be goddamn sparkling through her goddamn eyes. And you know how that TV commercial do when the guy's like, he's so cool and that star come on his eye, I mean on his tooth. That's how that bitch gonna see me. That star gonna brighten up on my tooth. And then all I'm gonna do is leave. He said shit to that bitch. Man, I know that this is how to do it. You gotta play your hand. You gotta do everything smoothly. You got to believe in yourself. You must believe in what you think of yourself. You can't motherfucking be sitting up talking that goddamn shit, man, I'm this, I'm that, and go somewhere and whisper that shit through a straw. Got a straw in your mouth trying to say you a badass man. Come on, you motherfuckers. See, we used to catch them fucking dealers with it. The same fucking way I'm talking. Go buy some cocaine. Woo woo. You in the dealer's house. He always got these goddamn freaky ass bitches in there. You come in and say, damn nigga, you got all these freaky ass fine motherfucking bitches, nigga. Let me hurry up and get the fuck out of here, man. You know, pimp can't be around this kind of bullshit, man. You know, hey, them bitches listening to that shit. Give me that motherfucking cane, man. Let me go. These fine ass motherfuckers, man. If I had one of these. Bitch, if I had you, woo woo, I say whatever, then leave. That fucking bitch gonna wanna find you. I know y'all ain't brave enough to do that goddamn shit. You gotta be a sucker and stay there so the motherfucker can sell you a bunch of blow and the bitch don't do nothing but blow up all the blow while she goes suck that nigga dick. No, man, bitch, fuck you. I ain't doing nothing with you around. Nothing. Only thing I'm gonna do is pimp on you. Well, I ain't gonna do that now. But I'm still gonna charge your motherfucking ass one way or another. You're gonna help me with something. You ain't coming up here without getting up something. Now, I just really hope it's a lot of curious motherfuckers out there. And understand that I'm in that kicking it hole. Yeah, I'm talking shit, I'm on the road, but shit, I might be sharing shit that you wouldn't get to. So I don't know, man. I'm in one of the most things is happening good for me. I mean, I don't expect everything to go my way. I know. But everything does go my way. But that don't mean everything is really good. I don't lose shit, money, woo-woo. But I ain't really winning. I win when something makes me feel like I'm going to be immortal. SWU is helping me win. My fucking confidence course is helping me win, but SWU to me is stronger. That motherfucking American pimp got me going down in history, but who gives a fuck about that kind of shit? I said, I did a lot of shit already, but that shit ain't nothing, man, because I want some you everybody could be proud of. SWU is it. These blog radios, this blog talk shit, this podcast, can you imagine listening to this motherfucking shit 20 years from now? Man, you cats are in such a good position because you're going to be able to go back to this shit and weigh it against that fucking flaky bullshit you're going to be listening in 2040. Believe me, 2020 was a space age year. It was in Prince that night, party like it's 1999. That motherfucker was like the end of everything because 2000, the world was supposed to end. I'm saying we grew up with all this bullshit. In the 60s, when the 2000 come, you know, the world is going to end. Oh, we don't know. So the motherfucker said we partied like it's 1999, like it's over. Fuck it. But here it is 20 years later. Come on, man. It ain't about the world ending. It's about it's keeping on going. Where you going to be in it? You know what? I'm exactly where I was. I'm the same place as far as mentality. I'm in the same 347. Goddamn. 347. Wait. This, hey, I already had you, right? You was the first 347, right?
Nah, that wasn't me.
Okay, this is the new one. The 363. This is this you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay,
that's
come
me.
On. Come on.
Hey, all right now. Well, I done heard you before speak about something, and you kind of even touched on it in a slight way here, but I heard you speak about before, like your confidence when you was just pimping with just a caddy, and then when you wanted to get to that role, and then when you was that dude with that role, and then I hear you now talking about all the things you're doing with all the things you got going now and what's going on with you. So I want to know, like, at what point did you feel like your confidence grew at any level? Did you feel at any of those levels that you touched, did you see, like, your confidence boosted in one way or another? Or have you maintained, like, the same level of confidence through all of that?
Well, that's a lot of questions. But before I was Rolls Royston and I went to L.A., you know, didn't really have no game, but I was in L.A. and I was going to play with the big boys. I didn't give a fuck. My first confidence, I'm talking about real confidence, came when I asked them motherfucking niggas up there how did they was all riding brand new. It was 76. And all them niggas was riding 76. But my first car that I bought was a 72. And it was okay, but in Oakland, it was like the shit. But up in L.A., it was a legend. And I asked them niggas how they get it. And they started laughing and shit. Then they told me, nigga, you got to pimp, nigga. Got to get some motherfucking money, nigga. We'll hook you up. Nigga, ain't nobody trying to get cars away. They're talking like that to a nigga, man. You know, a lot of motherfuckers take that shit personal. I took it personal. But I'm saying, man, once I got that money, I went back to them niggas. And they, matter of fact, I know who it was, Charlie Gaylord. I went to Charlie Gaylord. He was one of them shit-talking niggas. I said, look, nigga, where you get that car at? That nigga say, man, blah, blah, blah. Tell me where to go. I said, fuck that. Take me up there, nigga. This nigga took me up there to get the car. And I go to Huntington Beach. We go to Huntington Beach. All the time we driving up there, this nigga kicking game with me. Because he thinking, well, he didn't know that I was green as I was. Because I was making a major move, Hollywood style. And as we going up there, this nigga saying all this shit. And then when I finally got that car, and that nigga said, all right, man, see you in Hollywood. And I drove off that lot. Man, it was over. I knew right then I was being a motherfucker. Ain't nothing stopping me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going Rolls Royce. I knew everything. I'm talking about every fucking thing from getting that one car. Because them niggas had impressed upon me that if you a Hollywood nigga, you ain't driving no old ass motherfucking car. Your bitch ain't looking like no raggedy ass punk asshole. Your motherfucking ass ain't being, you know, anything less than a Hollywood nigga. And when I got that car and I fucking got to Hollywood and them niggas started talking that shit, you know what they said? Nigga, your brains ain't blowed out. Nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking wheels. Where your balls? They said, I'm trying to get kudos for the new car. These niggas roast. Nigga, what kind of stripped up goddamn caddy you driving? Nigga, this Hollywood. Shit, as soon as I could, balls, got them motherfucking spokes, got the brains blowed out. And I'm saying, I wouldn't have did none of that if I didn't have the confidence that I could, that I got from getting the car. That I hope I'm answering your question. It, one thing can start an avalanche that won't stop, man, and it hasn't stopped to this day, bro. I hope I answered it. Did I?
Yeah. I got it. All right, so you feel like it did blow.
Okay, hold up. What you said, basically, it grew from that one moment there,
and then it just got bigger and bigger for you ever since then. Like, that was like that gateway that was like...
No, the confidence don't get bigger. The confidence is blowed up as soon as you get it. But as time go on, having the confidence make you do bigger things. Not that you needed some confidence to do it. It's just that now you're thinking on a totally different level, which is a confident level. Before, you're thinking, I kind of want a car, but I don't know if I can pay for it. Now, you never think that shit, man. I want this. You go get it. None of them bitches going to pay for it. You know, it ain't like you got more confidence. It's just that now you are sure of your confidence. Maybe that's a better thing to say. You get sure.
Sure of your confidence, and that boosts you to go and do bigger things that goes ahead.
Before you didn't know, so you ain't going to risk too much. Now you know, and you don't give a fuck because you ain't risking shit. You doing what the fuck you think. You're confident.
Indeed.
You know what? That was a fucking good question, bro. 919-691, what's up?
But with that old shit you say you been doing the damn, you know what I'm saying, I guess coaching confidence course or whatever, you know what I'm saying, for like, what, 10 years or whatever you be saying, where that old shit be at? I be trying to find it, but I can't never really find it.
Old shit like what?
I guess like what you be doing, how you be talking right now.
Man, all of it is Blog Talk. I got about...
Like, Blog Talk be having shit probably about 2 years old. That be about it. I need some more shit.
Hey, you know what? I got a bunch of old shit, man. You got to hit me up, man, on my email. And I'll let you... Excuse me. I'll let you know what I got over. Blog Talk, I got some shit. Justin TV shit. You know, I got some old shit. And I just got to let you, I ain't been really playing or fucking with that because I don't really like the old shit. The old shit too much by pimping. Oh. You know, I ain't really, you know, trying to promote that shit, you know, because I ain't saying I'm past it. I'm just not trying to, you know, talk motherfuckers into go pimping. Back in the day when I first started out 10 years ago, that's all I was talking about, pimping. But, you know, I kind of got a little bit more in this, you know, how I can help, you know. And the only person that's going to be a pimp is a motherfucker that ain't scared. And the only motherfucker that ain't scared is the motherfucker that know who the fuck he is. So if some motherfucker needs some game, he going to hit me, and he already out there, and he going to be asking me some shit about what to do about success with this bitch. Now, I kick it with him because he already out there. But I ain't going to be trying to kick it with a motherfucker that ain't out there, and I'm saying some shit that's going to make him want to go out there. Next thing I know, this motherfucker dead. You know, fuck that, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I did, all man. Right, for real.
Hey, okay, let's go, man. We rolling. So listen to me. You know, if there's a bunch of curious motherfuckers out there, y'all going to be asking shit, and you're going to understand some shit. Standing on it and seeing through muddy water to spot dry land, both have meanings, really big meanings. Now, standing on it means that everything you do, the way you live, the way you feel, the way you talk, the way you think, the way you act, the way you walk, the way you catch a bitch, the way you pay your phone bill, The way you pay your electricity bill is all due to how you feel about the choice you made in your life. Because no matter what you're doing, you're going to do it the same fucking way. And you got to feel as if you made many choices in your life. You just have to. And you got to know that 99.3% of them motherfucking choices was right. I'm telling you, my confidence course, that's what it's going to make you feel like. It's not brain surgery. You don't have to be no goddamn rocket scientist to understand what I'm talking about. All you got to do is be hungry. You got to be a hungry motherfucker looking to do better. That shit make you dig inside yourself and pull out all the courage that you haven't used in the past 10, 15 years. And then it's going to put it at your disposal. I'm telling you, man, I have people that only buy the first part, and their lives change. They hit me, telling me that course is the dopest thing I ever did. Man, then you only got one part of seven parts. But it's so much information in any one part that it can change your life. There's a thousand things that's going to change in you just by getting the first part. But see, my course covers the entire spectrum of having confidence. And they only bought the first part. Imagine where they're going to be when they wise up and get the rest. See, what they don't know is confidence can be mistaken for arrogance. And when you only get the first part, you're going to come off as being arrogant. And when you're arrogant, people won't respect the confidence you have. And you're going to start doubting whether or not you're confident because people are treating you or responding to you as if you're arrogant. And arrogance get ignored. Most people that's arrogant get ignored. And once you see that, you're going to wonder what's going on. I cover it all, but specifically I cover that in part four. You got to get four parts to get to that because there's so much more to learn before you start thinking about that. I show you how to capitalize on having confidence because if you don't use it properly, it's going to use you. Just the fact that you got it is going to fuck you up. You guys got to understand, for 10 years, I have been trying my best to display that I am down and dirty. And I want that from you. You got to be down and dirty. In order to be down and dirty, you got to seriously commit to whatever the fuck come out your mind. If you're a man of integrity, you can't say one thing and don't do it. If you profess to be a person who's capable of being in a committed relationship, you're saying, you know, I wonder how you find the right one, which means you're able to be in a committed relationship, but you're running around with floozies. Shit, man, you ain't shit, man. 336, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Shit, you said confidence can fuck you up, right?
Yeah.
Right, can you give me one scenario where confidence can fuck you up?
Yeah, you can be riding down the street, woo-woo, think that you can handle this shit that you see. Otherwise, something you could have just rolled by, but now you see it. And you say, man, and you see all these hard-head-looking motherfuckers standing over there. Ain't nothing really happening, but you want to know. So you pull over, and then you hear something. And you think that you know what to say. And you motherfucking go up in that shit. You open your motherfucking mouth. And the first thing come out the next motherfucker's mouth is you ain't got nothing to do with the goddamn shit. So instead of you turning your ass around and leaving. You say, but bro, you know, you start explaining where you're coming from. Next thing you know, you didn't got slugged in the head. Now get your ass out of here. Now, you knew you could do it. What I'm saying is confidence makes you be smart. It doesn't make you take chances. You were arrogant to believe that you can go and start talking to these motherfuckers and you don't know what's going on. Do that make sense to you, bro?
Yeah, I mean, nah, not really, because you wouldn't have no confidence. That'd be an arrogant situation. That ain't really confidence doing something that you think you're doing.
Hey, you said, can I give you an example of confidence getting you in trouble? And I did. And what I said to you, you didn't hear, was that brother could have kept going. When he seen it, he could have kept going. But he thought that he could handle it. Now, whether you want to accept that as confidence, what?
I don't mean to interrupt you, man, but when you got confidence, you don't think, you know. It's a difference.
Bro, what's your point?
My point is that ain't an example. That's my point.
Okay, but what's your point about asking the question?
Because you said it. You said confidence can fuck you up. That's why I asked.
What's your point, bro? I did say it. I said confidence can cause problems. What is your point in asking the question? Because
I don't believe it. That's why I asked you.
Okay, you know what shows you may or may not have confidence is what you do next. Because I already gave you my answer, and you already think what you think. So what's the next thing you should do?
Hang the fuck up on your ass.
Not hang the fuck up. Just get on off the phone. You're right. You did that. So that's what you should do. Get off the phone because you don't believe what I'm saying. I ain't mad at you. You can believe whatever you want to believe, bro. Go believe what you believe.
I ain't mad at you either, bud. I love you, boy. But I don't believe that shit, though.
Good. Don't believe it, bro. You too? All right. So let me tell y'all something. You get people that have shit to say. You get people that have shit to say that can or cannot back it up. Now, bro feels, I'm sure, that he really backed his shit up, which, as far as standing up on what he said, he did. But when you're a person like me, the situation you describe have all the details in it. And since bro didn't want to hear the detail that this cat could have kept going, but he told himself that he could handle it. Now, I said he thought he could handle it, but he want to play word games. Bro, word games is all right if that's what you want to play, but I ain't playing word games. I'm telling you what's happening. The motherfucker thought he could handle this. So he pulls over. Now, when he opened his goddamn mouth and the motherfucker telling him it ain't none of his business, right there, he should have left. But he's so arrogant, he gonna try to talk. So the problem come because he thought so much of his ability to deal with shit that he done got himself in some shit. So whether you believe that or not, I didn't see that shit happen. I didn't see the nigga get a fucking bottle busted over his goddamn head thinking he knew what to do. And, of course, you gonna quibble with me about words. Your ass still on here. I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. What the fuck you got to say? Come on, nigga.
I thought you was done.
I said I ain't scared of your ass. What the fuck you got to say?
And I said I thought you was done.
Come on, man. What do you have to say? Anything or not?
Hey, man. I'm just saying, you if you got confidence, you shouldn't be thinking that you know what to do. You shouldn't be doing that. You should know what
to do.
Let me
ask you, and if you're in the situation, bro. Let me ask you something. Do you have confidence?
if you got to ask that, then you definitely I stand on it, man. You seen me stand on it.
Quit sounding like that. Answer the fucking question.
I answered your question.
Do you have confidence, man?
Hell yeah.
So let me tell you
in
something.
What area are you talking about some rocket
there
science?
No,
fuck no, I ain't got no damn confidence in rocket science,
no
man.
Area. Bro, there is no areas. You have confidence.
There is
or not.
Areas. What the fuck are you
no,
talking
right.
about? You can't be confident in every fucking area in life. You can't do that.
Well, you know, I can do that, which is cut your fucking ass off, because I ain't trying to have you over talk me, fool. What I'm saying is this. If you got confidence, you got it. You ask me, I'm going to say, hell fucking yeah. I don't give a fuck what area you start talking about. I don't need to get no disclaimer about me having, if you're talking about this area, I got confidence with that area. No, motherfucker, you got it or you don't. Now, if you want to answer a question, answer it, because if you start talking that bullshit, I'm cutting you off again.
Yeah, man, I got confidence. Come on, man. Shit.
Okay, so if you got confidence and you believe everything you're saying, then you don't need to have me. You don't need to listen to me, because my shit is about confidence. My question to you...
That's not true. That's not true.
Bro, don't fucking cut me off. What I'm saying is, why are you listening? You have confidence. You believe what you say. Why are you listening?
Why does Michael Jordan keep going to practice after he won the goddamn championship?
I don't know why.
Because it ain't never over.
So
it's never over. Confidence is a condition. It's not a...
You should have said that from the beginning. See, what I'm saying, bro, is you know, you ain't got no confidence, because you ain't going to answer no question. You're going to play games. You're going to try to make yourself look sharp. I ask you, do you have confidence? You got to go all around the motherfucking corner. Now, motherfucker, I don't care what you think. I care what motherfuckers listen to me here. Now, if you think whatever the fuck you think, good. Believe it. Go catch some bitches. Go do some shit. Quit wasting your fucking time listening to my wrong ass. Now, what the fuck you got to say, man?
Man, you ain't wrong, bud. Come on, man. Why you doing that, man?
Hey, I'm doing it because I don't like...
Why you making me look like the bad guy, man?
You ain't no bad guy. You a motherfucker that believe what you believe. I ain't saying nothing about you a bad guy.
You goddamn right. But every time I say what I say, you think it's word games and shit. Ain't nobody playing no fucking word games with you, bro.
Okay, man. I know when you ask me questions, I'm answering. I'm not coming with it.
And I answer yours.
No, you didn't. You asked me, why does Michael Jordan watch basketball, motherfucker? You didn't
ask me. And then what I say after that?
Hey, fuck you, because you can't answer. You playing word games. You not answering.
I said confidence don't stop. It
don't
stop.
I don't give a fuck what you said after that shit.
And then you said, why didn't you say that in the beginning, motherfucker? Why did you have to play word games?
You done, bro?
Are you done?
Fuck no, I ain't done. It's my show, you asshole.
Well, come on then.
This is what I do. Bro, I ain't got time for your shit. You know what? I got way more things to do than to try to prove to some motherfucker that can't answer a question straight up that he ain't got no confidence. He do. He's arrogant because he want to argue. This is my show, fool. You supposed to get off the show just like you said. Hang up on your ass. But no, you ain't got no confidence. Because you didn't do it. Why didn't you do what you said you should do? What the fuck is the next thing you should do, man? You said hang up on your ass. Why you didn't do it? Because you ain't got no fucking confidence. You punk motherfucker, man. You can talk. Now you got your... You got the goddamn... Now you're back home. Talk, nigga.
Shit.
Hey, you on? You got something to say or not?
Oh, you got me on.
Yeah, nigga.
But... Hey, bud, this ain't no diss to you, man. I ain't dissing your motherfucking ass, man. I love your fucking show, bro.
Bro, you can't diss me. You can say whatever you want to say, all right?
Okay. Look, man. I love the motherfucking ass Rosebud show, man. I ain't got no partners to kick it with that's on some real shit. I'm a loner out this motherfucker. So when I say, you know, why does Michael Jordan keep going to practice every time he won the championship? It's because, man, you got to keep that shit up. It's a constant exercise. And listening
right
to the show, man.
Stop, bro. Stop. Listen. What I'm saying is, why are you listening to this show? You could have said, because it ain't never over. You got to keep going.
Right.
All that. You didn't say shit about Michael Jordan. But your punk ass want to say Michael Jordan, blah, blah, blah. No,
man. If I want to give you that fucking example, that's what the fuck I'm going to do. If you got a problem with it, that's on you.
Bro, I ain't got a problem with it. I'm just telling you what's up.
So what the fuck is you talking about?
I'm telling you that when a motherfucker asks me some questions, any question, I'm not
going
to
avoid you. That's you. That's you. I answered your question.
Okay, bro. You're right. You're 100% right. Now, do what you said and hang the goddamn phone up because you got confidence.
I said I should hang the fuck up on your ass.
Okay, should, whatever word you said, hang it on up. You don't need to be on this show. Hang it up, bro. Hang it up. Go ahead and hang it up, nigga. I don't care. Hey, and he's like, boycotting me. He's not gonna hang up. You don't know. I could X your fucking ass out. I don't really care if you hang up or not, motherfucker. Shit. You know, check this out. If you profess to be a person capable of being a confident person, a person that can be in relationships, you professing all that shit. And you do some shit that's not confident, but you can explain with your slick talking bullshit how it is confident because it's what you wanted to do. Well, that motherfucker that wanted to cross the street and got his ass ran over did what the fuck he wanted to do. So just because you want to do it don't mean it's the right thing to do. And just because you want to do it don't mean it's the confident thing to do. See, if you can't answer questions about what you're doing, you're being fucking arrogant, young man. So, let me go on. Now, if you're doing any of what I just said, then you're not weak. And I don't think, hey, 336, I don't think you're weak, but I'm going to take away your ability to listen because I'm cutting you out. Now, see, fuck that nigga. I asked him out. If he called back, he called back. What I'm saying is I don't care what you believe. And if you don't believe me, fine. You don't have to believe me. And Bruh seemed like he believed what he believed, which is good. So get your ass off my goddamn show. Trying to interfere with what I'm talking about. Take your good believing shit ass and believe it. That's all I'm saying. Unless you just want to have me set you off or like I was doing, man. I ain't going to let you over talk me on my show. Just because you believe whatever the fuck. You ain't being arrogant on my show telling me what I should be talking. Anyway, unless there's like, first of all, dudes who are really men. And who are comfortable being in their skin. They don't need definitions. They don't need to do things, insignificant things, to show their position. Look at 336 back. and this motherfucker think I'm going to let him talk. You crazy. I'm going to cut your motherfucking ass out again. You better get off my shit, man. Now, unless there's like something that a motherfucker don't know, this person comfortable in their own skin. Unless there's, you know, something that this motherfucker don't know, he ain't gonna need to look up shit because he know he gonna do whatever the hell it is to get what the fuck he want to know. So it's gonna be him. It's just him. All right, nigga, what? 336.
Hey, man, I love the Ass Rosebud show, man. I love this shit, man.
I love it too, man.
I love that shit, man. That was kind of wacky. That's kind of, I'm a fan, bro. That's kind of whack you cut me off, but I understand.
Hey,
man.
Hey, check it out. Check it out. Check this out. If you a fan, be a fan. But don't try to tell me shit. Period. Period.
For sure.
Hey, if
sure.
you don't like it, you don't. That's where I'm coming from, bro.
I can do.
All right. So, my thing, as far as that goes, my shit is about finding out what to do as far as what a word or a saying or a situation means. The kind of motherfucker I am and the kind of motherfuckers I hang out with, you know, that we are that definition. We, whatever that word is, if it's about man, it was about whatever. We are whatever definition any motherfucker can bring up. Period. We've been proved it over and over in our lives. And if you give yourself a chance and you believe something, you'll be able to prove it in your life as you go older. But you motherfuckers believe any and everything according to how the fucking wind blow. You ain't gonna never have no principles. This is about principles. This is about having something you believe in that you're gonna stand on, and you ain't letting damn motherfucker say shit. I mean, you'll let a person talk, but they ain't gonna be able to say shit because I'm killing it. I don't give a fuck who the fuck it is. Bitches, dudes, I don't give a fuck. See, I chose my lifestyle. And this lifestyle is an alpha male's lifestyle, and I'm gonna live it as long as I have life. I ain't having nobody direct me because they can talk. I'm not fucking having nobody sway me because what they say it made a little sense. Because I tell you what, I bet you 3-1, I'm like twice as old as this motherfucker at 336. So to me, I know more. Unless I'm stupider, 2 times more. that could be the truth. I could be I could be 2 times older than him, but I could be 2 times stupider than that motherfucker too. So that's yet to be determined. I strive to do the very best. I strive to do the most that I can do. When I feel it has something to do with my ego, I mean, I'm really on it. And every damn thing I think that I want to do has to do something to with my damn ego. And if yours, that's why that motherfucker 336 wouldn't let me say that shit. Fool, I know. I don't think you no punk, man. I just think you was arrogant, you motherfucker. And it's like that because, see, I'm sure about whether or not I'm down. I know I'm down about mad. I ain't going to have to think, you know, as far as that go, but if that was me driving down Crenshaw or whatever I was talking about, and I motherfucking seen that shit, I mean, I would think, should I, you know, fucking pull over? But I wouldn't be thinking, am I confident enough to pull over? I wouldn't say that shit to myself. I would ask myself if I would pull over. Should I pull over to see what's up? More than likely, I'd say, hell fucking no. But if I did, and that motherfucker said, ain't none of your business, OG, I'd be gone. Period. Straight gone. Wouldn't say nothing. Because it ain't none of my business. See, my lifestyle that I chose is real. And just by doing what real motherfuckers do, you're going to have a flair that's going to attract women. And most men, it's going to make them jealous because of your flair. So, as far as 336, you're not understanding that if you did have confidence and your motherfucking ass was in that situation, you know that as soon as a motherfucker say it ain't none of your business, your ass would have thought about how much flyer you are than these motherfuckers, and they hate you, so let me get the fuck out of here. That's what you would have thought if you had any fucking game. But man, what I'm saying is, you seeing through muddy water and spotting dry land, do you know what the fuck that means? That means no matter what, I don't give a fuck what it is, nothing can surprise you. I be looking for trouble so I can avoid it. I be trying to spot all kinds of situations that's going to let a jacket get me You know, I be looking for bitch shit when I be dealing with dudes. You know, that's why I be calling it out. In my motherfucking house or in my area or anywhere around, I can see in a goddamn phone call that some problems is about to occur. And I'm going to have a way to handle that shit before it even happens. So when it happens, I'm ready. I mean, I ain't going to be one of them motherfuckers who wait for a problem to occur. And you shouldn't be either. See, that's one thing my past motherfucking bitches and my wife had in common. They all appreciated the fact that I saw shit coming. And most times I thwarted it or stopped it from happening. And that's because I am, if you want to say, paranoid. I'm paranoid if that's the case. And I think that. I don't give a fuck that it didn't happen. And most times it don't. I think it will. Why do I think it will? So I can do every fucking thing to keep it from happening. Long as I think it can happen, I'm going to keep it from happening. That's why I ain't never through working. That's why I am never done with my projects. That's why I can write a book and don't write on it for 3 years and have something new when I start again. In my book, there's a lot of situations that can help your ass. My book, Rosebud the American Pimp, is just like anything else you get from me. It ain't no manual on how to put it down, but if you sharp and you read it, you very well gonna be able to see how you can put it down just like I, not pimp, but the principles, the mentality. And I don't want to keep speaking to people who ain't willing to invest in their fucking selves. It's easy to sit up in your goddamn living room and say that bullshit. Whatever the fuck, yeah, I would best if I saw something that looked promising. Man, I guess all the motherfuckers who call in and say how well they doing since taking my course ain't shit. I don't know. What could look more promising than 99% of the motherfucker who didn't fuck with me liking it? What could be better than that? Hey, we on the internet. It's free. If motherfuckers didn't like that shit, don't you think they would be to put that shit up? Don't you think they would have had something to say about it? The reason you don't really see more of it is because dudes are really embarrassed to even think, to even admit that they had to get confidence. But let me take $1,300 from the motherfucker and they don't get what I'm promising. See, don't they look? They roast my motherfucking ass. But you don't hear that, do you? Because my shit real. Come up with some questions. I don't care. I'm talking about we can revisit standing on it. I don't give a fuck, man. Or I can go. It ain't no big thing, man. Because I'm really realized I try, you know, not to go. I try to go on the bullet points I be having because it keeps me calm. But when I get off the bullet points and I start talking, you know, off the top of my head, I get angry because that shit makes me mad. I got to explain shit. If I claim to be a pimp, shouldn't I look like a motherfucking pimp? You motherfuckers claim to be a pimp and look like CeeLo. Okay, y'all don't be looking like CeeLo. I'll take that back. But you don't be looking like no macaroni and cheese, Swiss cheese, different plays, because that's the way you look is fucking hoes. Shit. I bet you can tell a baseball player from a football player by the way they dress. Why can't you identify a motherfucker that's down and dirty from a motherfucking rapper or a jacker or a blinger? Come on, man. Everybody look the same. I hear you motherfuckers made up some numbers to represent the word whore and pimp. You guys fucking, I'm just saying, all this shit is just so stupid. Look, I'm going to go because I really only wanted to be on here an hour, and I just looked at the clock. I haven't been on here an hour and 20 minutes, 22 minutes. That's all right because we is kicking it. But I'm going to only do hour shows because I got a lot of shit going, but I can't stop this. And the only thing that's going to actually make me change, because it used to be 2 hours, the only thing going to make me change it to an hour and a half, then maybe 2 hours, is I get enough questions. Oh, there you. As soon as I say a question, that motherfucker 678 came up. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, bud?
None.
Hey, can you hear me all right, man? I'm on red right now. You get the, all right, so quick question, man. I just want to know if this considered action or no action. Or should I even
what?
Lead into it?
But, wait. Okay. Ask the question again.
Okay, no, I'll just let you know. I ain't asked it yet. All right, so I had just started this little job or whatever. And, you know, 1 week went by, second week went by, and there's a female there that a lot of guys at work talk to and they want her attention and shit like that. You know, she's an okay-looking broad or whatever. She got nice titties, fat ass, and, you know, most guys want her attention because of the way she works.
Bro,
so,
would you ask your question,
yeah,
man. I don't need
all right, cool. So my question is, well, I kind of got to explain it a little bit before I get to
man,
the question.
Man, ask your question, man.
Okay, all right. So what does it mean when a female like do small little gestures as a joke? Like she'll hold an X with her fingers, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a Scorpio and she a Leo. And I guess her past she don't like Scorpio, male Scorpios or whatever. But every time she sees you, she'll put a little
hey, bro, if it take all of this for you to ask a question, that's the problem. That's your problem. You clutter so much bullshit, you can't even think. Why can't you just fucking ask the question? So I don't have to hear all that goddamn bullshit. Don't nobody care about all that shit. What is the question? What do you want to know?
Okay. When women do things like that, what does it mean?
Man, you working with whoever the fuck you talking about. It don't mean shit.
Okay.
How come you ain't
okay.
talking to that? I don't fuck with bitches I work with. Why are you gonna shit where you eat? You don't need to fuck with that bitch. And just what I mean, what does she do that's making you? What does she do that's making you ask for this?
I mean, what like she keeps doing her little thing shit. Like I don't know.
Bro,
I'm trying to see like
listen to me. You're making all this up in your mind. That's why you can't ask no questions. You're imagining all this shit because of whatever the fuck the bitch did. I don't know what she did, but it sure isn't enough for you to be tripping like you tripping. Fuck her.
Yeah.
That's my answer. 919, what's up?
Hey, bud, man, you got how you work on being most sharp, but like, because I'm sharp as a motherfucker, but in the instance when I be talking to the bitch or some shit, I be saying fine shit, but then sometimes, like, if I don't catch the bitch at that moment, then I be like, after a while, that's it.
Hey, hold up. All that bullshit, fly shit, all that shit, man, that's why you don't catch. You motherfuckers are crazy. Don't you know that bitch heard every fucking thing you saying fly 900 times? You know what that bitch ain't never heard? Come see the cat. She hear all that. You know what I'm saying, baby? You know, she hear that shit. How come you motherfuckers don't speak English? Separate yourself from the bullshit. No. I'm saying, no, it's funny. No, that's why you don't catch.
Funny. I catch them bitches too, but I'm just saying, the question is, I'm just want to be more sharper so I can be more goddamn
bro,
like how you say.
You ain't sharp as a fuck because you talk slick. A sharp motherfucker is like me. Say shit in plain fucking single syllable words so that bitch can't have no misunderstanding. I ain't trying to have that motherfucker misunderstand me. So I'm saying, see the cat. I ain't saying, baby, you know, if you come out here and you might get a baby to see this move. Bitch could think a whole bunch of shit from them words. No. Come see the cat, bitch. You want to come? Yes. Now, that's me. 336, you back. What's up?
Man, these dudes suffer from no sense of self, man. They ain't got no sense of self.
Nigga, this is what I want to ask you. Why you come on here fucking with me? Why can't you come on here being like you know you got this little, seem like you got a little game, seem like you got a little knowledge of yourself. Why don't you come on and compliment shit?
Because they don't deserve no fucking compliment, that's why.
I ain't talking about them assholes. I'm talking about my shit.
I told you I loved your show, boy.
Yeah, but you came on talking about what you didn't see, but any motherfucking way, goddammit, they do suffer from that shit. They
how much more compliments do you need, man?
I don't want to go on that because I wasn't talking about compliments. I was talking about once you say things that go along with me being able to say something in a repartee type conversation.
My bad.
What I'm trying to say is they don't have no idea who they are. That's what I'm talking about. That's my whole point. You know, until you know who you are, you ain't going to get the catch. You're going to have all these goddamn questions because you don't need to ask questions. Like you said, answer in the question. If you can phrase the goddamn question to where it makes sense, that means you already have the key points of the subject matter. Then you only got to decide. Listen, you guys. 336, man, me and you cool, man. I don't know who the fuck you are, but you cool. God damn it. 919, you back. What's up?
So how you going to tell niggas to come on here and ask questions and shit, but you don't want niggas to ask questions?
Motherfucker, I didn't say that. And what are you talking about? What do you mean?
You out there, you don't want motherfuckers to ask
bro,
questions.
Bro, what do
like,
you mean? You said to ask questions, but I don't want you to ask. What do you mean?
It just seems like it's a problem when motherfuckers ask you a question, but like you say, I guess the answer is in the question.
Yes, it is,
so
bro.
So there ain't no point of calling in, though. That's what I'm saying, but niggas
listen to me, man. The answer is in the question. That don't mean you can't ask a question because the answer that I have may not be the answer that you would have gotten. Son, I know you're going to try to bail me out, bro, but I don't need it to go ahead.
Listen here. Listen here. When you press in to ask questions, either you're going to spread some game or we're going to be moving forward. It's not really press once you can say something silly. Like when the nigga was saying, yo, what he was saying was a misunderstanding, that's silly. He knew the answer to this thing. He could have saved that. That's like wasting the time. So if you're trying to be productive, press one. If you're not trying to be productive, just stay silent where you at. Period.
Good looking out, Shad. Hey, 919, listen. When I say don't ask questions, listen, man. When I say the answer is in the question, that don't mean don't ask questions. That means if you sharp, you can ask your question without it being a question. Otherwise, you say, man, you know, this bra that I was fucking with was giving me, you know, indications, you know, that I could have her, man. And I went on and, you know, made my move and she said whatever. I'm saying that right there is a question. But that right there is not how do you get at a broad and how do you read her indications. So I'm saying you say that, something like that. I would say, yeah, man. And then I would go into some detail about what happened so me and you could chop it up so that me and you could come to some sort of conclusion or agreement about what could have happened you in your particular situation. That's the benefit. But the fact that the answer is in the question is still true, bro.
I always try to figure that shit out when you be saying that shit. Like, how the fuck does that work though? Like, what?
Do you see it?
Man, that shit is deep as hell, man. I gotta analyze that shit, man.
Hey, man, get back with me next week, y'all. I'm gone.